VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Turkish officials are now investigating the disappearance and possible death of a Saudi Arabian journalist. Reuters correspondent Emily Wither reports.
President Tayyip Erdogan's only comment so far is that he's closely following the case. Reuters Turkey bureau chief Dominic Evans was shown around the consulate this weekend as Saudi officials continue to insist that talk of his kidnapping is baseless.
They took us from the top to the bottom of the building. It's a four-story building. It was obviously an unusual event. They said they had never before opened their doors in such a way. It clearly was an unusual move for them, and it reflected their efforts from their perspective to show that stories or rumours that Jamal Khashoggi had been abducted or was being held inside the consulate were not true.
Saudi officials insist Khashoggi left shortly after he entered, but his fiancée, who was waiting outside, says he never came out.
Turkey on Monday sought permission from Saudi Arabia to search its consulate in Istanbul, but it was not immediately clear whether Turkish officials were granted access to the consulate after Monday's request. Saudi officials say the claim that the journalist was murdered is baseless. The American Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Beijing on Monday, meeting with Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Pompeo told Wang Yi that the United States has grave concerns about China's recent actions. Wang accused the U.S. of escalating trade tensions with China. The Taliban has ordered its fighters to attack officials and security forces helping to organize this month's parliamentary elections in Afghanistan. The terrorist group has denied the process as fake. This is VOA News. Polish activists met with lawmakers Monday in Warsaw to demand that Catholic priests convicted of sexually abusing children be punished. They also want the statute of limitations for prosecution in such cases to be extended. The Italian government has said it will not allow planes carrying migrants from European Union member states to land in the country. The government's new leaders say the EU needs to share the burden of migrants. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA from Rome.
Interior Minister Matteo Salvini has made clear Italy will be no landing ground for asylum seekers. In the same way that ports have been closed to boats with migrants, Italy will close its airports to unauthorized planes carrying them. In a statement, Salvini said, "If someone in Berlin or Brussels thinks of dumping dozens of immigrants in Italy via unauthorized charter flights, they should know that there is not and there will be no airport available."
A report by the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change warns the world is heating up faster than predicted. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Scientists report global warming since pre-industrial times already has exceeded 1 degree Celsius. At the current rate of greenhouse gas emissions, the level of warming will reach 1.5 degrees during the next few decades. The report says the world needs to reach zero net emissions of carbon dioxide by 2050 to prevent a further rise in temperature. It warns a further increase to 2 degrees Celsius would greatly escalate the number of natural disasters, accelerate the melting of the Arctic sea ice, cause islands to disappear under rising seas, and make it impossible to produce enough food to feed the world's growing population.
Twitter on Monday said it will strengthen its rules to prevent sexual harassment and abuse on its platform. It made the announcement in an email to the safety advocates, researchers, and academics it uses to help write its policies. There will also be harsher penalties for misconduct. And the Wall Street Journal on Monday reported that Google exposed the personal data of about 500,000 Google Plus users to potential misuse by outside developers for years through a bug, then concealed the error to avoid consequences. The parent company of Google, Alphabet, responded by announcing it's now going to shut down Google Plus, a largely defunct social network that it launched in 2011 to compete with Facebook. The report alleges that the bug became active in 2015 but was only discovered by Google and shut down in March of this year. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.